Hi, everybody. This is Rod Amatron, and we're in August. So this is the first Friday in August, the 3rd of August, 2012. So 8-3-2012. And today's our paranormal show, so we'll see if anybody's had any unusual things. Maybe the chandeliers were rocking and everything like that on your ceiling because somebody was jumping in your attic. Maybe device went off and on. Maybe you put on the cold water and it became hot. And you go, where am I? So, I'll see if Carrie's out there. Where are you, Carrie?
Well, I'm out here. I'm thankfully not in the attic as it is boiling up there or hanging from the chandeliers or anything. But, yes, hi. Welcome, everybody. So, August 3rd. Can you believe how fast this year is going? Boy, time is one curious commodity, isn't it? So, let's see. We're on station 2 tonight. Let's have some paranormal callers tonight. That would be fun and nice. So if you're in the U.S. or Canada, 888-429-5471. Or you can try, if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, area code 530-513-6472. So I'm going to refresh my fast chat because I got stuck. Here we go. Okay. All right. Ron, going to read a question that came into the CLS questions at yahoo.com before I forget to look there again. It's going to be a good reminder for all of us on how to go gently on the nano clearing, because we have someone here who has been doing the nano clearing, and they've been doing timeline crashes. And they've been doing each stage of the drop-down box. Looks like they're setting the timer for 60 minutes. So that's the same as doing. Did I just hear a beep?
I think so.
Yes,
okay.
Hi, Carrie.
Well, let's take
hi, Ron.
The caller
and
come back. Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you, Carrie and Ron?
Doing great. Thank you.
Great. I have two questions for Ron. And the first one was, are the reptilian shapeshifters and also the other alien races, are they also shapeshifters?
I don't know. I would imagine if they wanted to hop a ride inside of your body, then they would be a shapeshifter in you. I would assume that they're all going to do that. They probably all have the same technology. Or they, you know, get it from one another. So I would say that technology is shared a lot because everybody wants a little piece of us. So the more they can get, the more they can have an experience here, the more they can probably enjoy it, I guess. I don't know. You know, watching some of the movies on TV where, you know, there were sword fights, you know, and different tribes with knives going after other tribes or different countries fighting, you know, and they have swords. That's pretty gruesome. So I imagine that's what they like doing. So I would think they do share that technology coming into the body and wanting the body to respond a certain way and or to show themselves to other races. So remember, you don't know what the aliens are seeing. You know what you see out of your eyes, okay? But if they're with you as a shapeshifter, you know, what are they actually seeing with their eyes, maybe behind your eyes? You know, are they seeing the other aliens? Maybe that's why we have wars, or maybe they get tired of seeing the other aggressors and they want to take them down or something. So we don't know what's actually going on that the shapeshifters are viewing and seeing through us. So that could explain a lot why we have situations here. So I guess your answer would be yes, Larry.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. And then I had another question about the light. The human beings are just emotional, physical aspects, but the light beings, they're a light impulse. They're just nothing more, nothing less than a light impulse. Isn't that basically true?
Yeah, they're only in the moment, and they only show up in the moment, where a human being is, at least what we have here now, is attached to emotions. So your emotions and duality or what the body is living for. But maybe after things happen, if the aliens left us alone here, maybe the body would turn back to peace, and it would be a different, mindset here, we'll say. Different way of living and expressing. But as of now, yeah, that's the main difference. So back to you, I guess, Larry or Carrie.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Thank you very much.
No, that's all. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Ron, I just wanted to mention Molly had typed in that I guess she was on the entity call this evening, the Friday. That's the approximately 1 hour entity release conference call that Ron does on Friday evenings at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, $20. And Molly was on that call, Ron, and she says she's feeling really relaxed, and she wanted to thank you for the entity call tonight. She said it helped her body relax tonight. So I don't know. I wasn't on that call today, so I'm not sure if...
We worked with the neck, neck and face, wrist, eyes, lungs, reproductive organs, brain. I think we did thyroid. We did, let's see, eyes and ears. And we did liver. I don't think we did liver, but we did do kidneys and adrenals, I think. Kidneys and bladder. I think
great.
I heard another, Carrie.
Yes, I do, too. Has somebody joined us on the radio?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. This is Anna.
Hi.
I'm just calling to share a paranormal situation that happened to me yesterday, and I kind of wanted Ron's input on it so I could take it from there. Well, to try to make a long story short, I had wanted to share a self-empowerment thing, too. I needed to go to Milwaukee to help my daughter move into her new apartment. So before I left, I put up the gray sky and the earth protection, and I put it up for the destination to which I was going to, which I was so glad that I did, because when I was driving, I could see, this is the first time I've actually seen the clouds break up like they were pieces of glass like you've described. You know, I could see the ship clouds just all in straight lines, but then it looked like somebody was doing finger painting and just going straight up and down through them. It was just really... it was really quite the scene. I was like, wow, I was entertained by this all the way down there, just so many of them. And so I was just really, really happy that I put up the clearings before I left. But the main reason why I'm calling is I was helping my daughter move into her apartment. It was like right outside of Milwaukee and Shoreward, and she was doing some things in the kitchen, and then all of a sudden she just started yawning, and I looked at her, and she's like, oh, you know, and she automatically said, oh, I must have not have gotten enough sleep last night. And I'm like, so my little light bulb's going off in my head, like, so I went in, and I was helping her in the kitchen, and then I started yawning, and I started feeling really strange. So I was just wondering if Ron could help me where I need to go with this. I really felt there was something really strange going on in her kitchen that was, it didn't feel like entity stuff to me, but it felt more like alien stuff. I don't know if it was an abduction place or a vortex or, so I was just wondering if Ron had any input on that for me.
I would say I would lead to maybe vortexes. Maybe there's a vortex in there. If you go back again there, and the energies change, then you know that it was probably maybe a momentary abduction point. But I think it's more of a vortex in that energy, in that room. So that should get clear out.
Okay, so if I bought the space clearing, can I purchase it in my name, or do I need to purchase it in her name to clear out her space for her?
Yeah, put it with her name.
Okay. Okay, and then You know, I need to ask you too, Ron. I had to pick her up from her dad's place, and which is on Kinnickinnick Road. It's like in South Milwaukee, and I had lived down there like 25 years ago, and I never, ever, ever felt comfortable there. I never liked it there. I found out just last week that, I don't know if anybody remembers Jeffrey Downer and all the murders that used to happen. Well, his grandmother lived like two doors down from this place, and all these murders were happening on this Kinnickinnick River Parkway. And that was all happening when I lived down there, which really kind of freaked me out. But when I still went back there to visit yesterday, I still felt uncomfortable. I felt like there was something going on in their house because my ex's mother lost her mind there. She used to pray. She used to just lock herself in the bedroom and pray for hours and hours and hours. She dwindled down to skin and bones and actually died in the house. But is there any paranormal things going on in that house, any alienated, anything going on in there that needs to be cleared? It just felt really bad to me.
Yeah, it does feel that way. That whole area, probably blocks of that area.
Oh, I got myself.
You know?
So would that be like ley lines then, or it just feels so bad?
Yeah, do you have any suggestions, Carrie? But it feels like to me like that about a two-block radius needs to be cleared out of there. Maybe
two
somebody
blocks.
Else.
Wow, that sounds vortex-y. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what it feels like, yeah. Or abduction, you know, landing zone point, you know, or something, you know. We'll see what's
going
on here.
Now,
that too, what to do. So anyway, have some good suggestions.
Okay.
We'll see what they can put in, too.
Did I get connected to something? Because I just feel like I lost all my energy today. I feel like I've been drained. I'm really lethargic. I feel numbed out. Did I get connected to this stuff while I was down there yesterday?
Yeah. I think you're on the conference call where you can do a slime clearing.
Today I wasn't, no.
Right. We have the slime and the sludge body clearing. If you do those.
Yes, I have those codes.
Do that, and you should feel much better. In fact, what you do those, if you can, between, you know, now and tomorrow, and let everybody know how you're feeling in comparison to the way you are now, you know, because that should help you. It feels like you got like a sludge slime on you, you know?
Oh, yes, I can definitely feel it. And my ex walked up to me and he had captured some baby rabbits and he said something about the mother leaving them. He's been nursing them. And he picked one up and I told him not to come near me with them because as soon as he started coming with me, I started coughing and gagging and I knew he was full of entities and I didn't want to have anything to do with them. But he's showing me this baby rabbit and I'm like, oh no, they're opening my heart so, you know, they can get me. And I looked at this rabbit and I just said it out loud. I said, that rabbit's an alien. You know? So, I don't know if I was right or not, but.
Yeah.
It looked like an alien.
Yeah, that can happen.
Okay.
Yep. Well, you got
okay, well, I will do this. My phone's breaking up really bad. I will do the sludge and I will purchase the a two-block radius on that. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do, a two-block radius,
Wow.
For that area. That's just huge. Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me share that, and I will sign off.
Okay.
Thank you, Janice.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, wow, two blocks. Gee, oh, my goodness, is that another beep? Do we have another caller?
Yes, you do. This is Sharina.
Hi, Sharina.
Hi, Sharina.
Hi. I have a number of questions, if it's okay, Ron.
I think you said you want to do your twin flame, so the 4-in-1, so I'll be getting back with you here. I've just been
okay,
very, very
great.
Busy.
Okay,
so.
Great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A wonderful, wonderful experience. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just want the onward connection. Well, my first question is, I'd like to get a little clear on what these clones are. So when you talk about our clones, like I have umpteen clones, are these actually physical bodies that have been made of us? So, for instance, I would have hundreds of physical bodies that look just like this one all over the universe and on different timelines. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. But instead of hundreds, it's probably thousands.
Oh, okay. And hundreds might be what?
Easier to swallow, you know.
Oh, okay.
I remember somebody called me up on the phone, and they said, man, somebody told me that I had one entity with me. Can you get it off? I go, one. Well, yeah, you got one for sure. You know?
Oh, dear.
Okay. So when we clear these, like when we're doing space-time timeline crashes and stuff, so it's supposedly disappearing those clones?
Yeah, each time you do a clearing on the website, doesn't matter what it is, you're automatically getting rid of the clone replica of you, which could be many of them also, on various timelines, and you get returned back to yourself. That's why you feel better, because the real you is with you. Now, the real you may not be all that you think you are. So just think of yourself made up from grains of salt, okay? And how many grains are there to fill up your whole body space? So each time you do a clearing, maybe one grain of salt or sand comes back to you. And that's why you feel better, because the real you is partly here.
Okay. Now, another question was, at ascension, if one's spirit is not 100% in the body, what is the difference to me on the other side if my body did not come? I mean, what would be the difference in my experience on the other side if my body wasn't able to come?
Okay. If you do the ascension with your body, then the advantage is that you're able to have that body go to where the earth spirit's going to next. So the earth spirit is giving you the opportunity to share its new experience with your current body. Now, if you can't get all of your body parts, then the light ship will look for them, like it probably has been doing for eons of time, and it's the same with your spirit. And so it'll do all it can do at ascension time to look for you, just like you're doing now, but you're doing clearings to show up. The people who are not doing any clearings, the light doesn't even know that they're here, because the light only comes every 2,000 years, and they'll just see what's here and do the ascension process, and the earth spirit then will just take this blueprint and take it away. Because it's no longer going to, as of right now as I'm checking, it's no longer going to be in this three-dimensional reality that we have right now. So it is moving on to another location with another creation of its own planet. But it'll allow you to come onto it if you can.
And if I can't, then what happens to me?
Well, the spirit of you will go on and have other experiences. So the light would have to probably take your spirit and the parts that are missing that it hasn't found yet and that you haven't found, it'll more than likely have to rematerialize you over again and then still look for the lost pieces throughout the timelines. Remember, you're not going to remember anything here on this incarnation after ascension, because the light doesn't carry on with emotions. And the light only works in the present moment, and so all that it knows is what's in the present moment. It doesn't know the past. And so a lot of people have a hard time with that because they think, gee, am I going to know my loved ones? Am I going to know about where I used to live and all my friends and everything else? No, that is not going to be remembered because you're in the present moment. And it doesn't carry any history. You only have history here, which is your DNA recycling.
Okay, so
if you look at the planet the way it is, and you look at all the bushes and trees and grass and things that grow out of the ground, they're all in the present moment. And they really don't have any history from the past. I don't think trees get worried when, you know, when like maybe snow comes or rain comes or wind comes. They're just experiencing the moment, you know, in the present moment. So they don't have any history, even though, you know, they do grow and get larger.
Okay, so if I don't have all my parts together and I go over to the other side and then I don't remember anything about Earth, so I just kind of recreate some other something or other that who knows what it's going to be? Is that how it is?
Yeah. You will go to your home base energy, which is what you would normally go to. You know, after all the energies, when you get your 4-in-1, you're going to know what it is and everything else. It'll be very special for you. So the 4-in-1, we let you get a glimpse of where you came from before you incarnated here. And you always go to the home base energy when you're in the light. Here, that just the dark side is preventing that. But you go there, and then you will decide what where you want to go to, what body you want to materialize, or what plant or whatever it is, and then you create and energize a blueprint. Either you create a blueprint or you energize one, and then from there you're in another life form and having a good time without duality.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's very clear now for me. Thank you so much.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, I had a question about timelines. With another way of speaking of them, could one just say that they're different frequencies? Like the frequency that I'm on now, I see what I see and experience what I experience, but I might go to another frequency, and that would be like a different timeline. Is that what timelines are?
You could probably say that, yeah. It would be, I guess that would kind of hold true. So, I don't think it's 100% correct, but it's a good way of talking about it to somebody. A lot of people like to talk about vibration and frequencies, so you could possibly say that, although you might think that you're going into, you know, a higher vibration, and that means that you're closer to source energy or something, so that might be a pitfall by thinking of it that way.
I see.
Maybe think of it more like different places, different towns, different countries that you're visiting, and you're kind of doing a beam me up, Scotty, and just appearing there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's kind of how I see it.
Okay. Ron, you did an email with me about having to clear 1750, the year 1750, and I've done, it's taken me like maybe a week or two to clear all around. I went from 17 to 1760 and 200 times on 1750 and space time on all of them. So my question is, does that look as if it's cleared now, or I didn't go past 1760?
Well, you look good. I don't see any energy there at all. You did a very good job.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, with abductions, can you explain to us what you mean by abduction? Say, I'm lying in bed, sleeping, or even walking around. My body is here. My spirit is here. The spirit of my body is here. What is it that's actually getting abducted?
Oh, okay. What they do is, if you think of yourself living like an 8-millimeter film, okay? The old days, and you know, you had a light bulb in the projector, and the film would go at a certain speed, and you would watch the movie move. Well, if you did a still frame of each particular frame on that film, each one would be like an abduction. So even though you think that you're here experiencing time, you're being on, and then you're turned off, and you don't know how long the time in the off state is. Because you can only perceive the on times. Now, remember, if they're running a real if they're controlling us by a real high frequency and we're at a lower frequency, then they may have more time, more pulses in the off state than they, you know, to play with us, you know. So we can't perceive when we're not here, but you can tell, like when I did the last two calls on the Monday and Thursday show that I have, I turned off the energy and froze the clone here, so it could not leave. And normally it's here every 10 minutes, and that appeared to be pretty correct. On Thursday when I did it, I think the 10 minutes of time was basically almost up for most people. And when it hit about 15 minutes, I think the body started freaking out because it was losing its life support system. Remember, it only has so much. It could be like having a, you know, doing some scuba diving, and you only have a tank of air for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, what happens? I won't say the body would die, but it was pretty uncomfortable because we did not allow the next alien race to bring in a new clone. And so that's why people were having troubles and consciousness and feeling agitated and maybe upset because the clone lost its data. It only had so much data. Like I said, the clones only need 2 weeks in the past to know what to do here. So that's probably all they download them with. And then you might have a little bit longer in the future. But it looks like, you know, maybe each clone maybe only has 10 minutes of reserve energy in case something goes wrong. So by trying to hold people here for half an hour, that was pretty rough on the clone because the clone could not sustain life.
Mm.
So that was quite interesting.
But then wouldn't the body like that to not be abducted?
No, the body is abducted. The real you is somewhere else. That's just
the clone of you.
That is a clone of you with one grain of sand making it and one grain of sand from your spirit. All the rest of it is elsewhere.
Okay.
Did you hear those shows,
Sherina? No, I missed both of those.
Yeah, they were...
I can go back, though. I can listen to the archive.
Yes, it was. It wasn't actually a BBS show. If you want to listen to it, you'll need to go to microeffect.com. But they do have archives there. You can hear them, and I think they're free for a week. I know they're up for a little while free, not too long though.
Okay.
And Ron, maybe while I've raised this, could you just let us know if that clone freezing will happen on the archive, or if we'll just sort of be listening to what was happening to everybody else?
If you hear it from this program and you go back there again, yes, it will work for you. The new people, I'm not sure because they need to get their feet wet probably a little more.
Yeah.
But, you know, it all depends. There's a lot that I don't know about doing that one on an archive. But people listening to BBS now, that show will work if you want to experience that again. Because remember, just think of the life support of you is only so long here. And that's why you lose your consciousness. And if you forget what you're doing or lose your keys because you're somewhere else and you come back here or you get recreated here from somewhere else. Remember, all they do is copy and paste, and maybe they don't copy and paste 100% of the last life here. So it gets to be very, very upsetting and confusing. And once you grasp what's happening, then you can really figure out what you can do to help yourself. But until then, you know, I've heard people talking. This happens whenever there's politicians talking. But I've heard people talking about some of the politicians saying one thing one day and the next day saying something completely different. And I'm not trying to knock politicians, but, you know, it's that time of year again. But they do catch them, you know, and they can play back the recordings, and you know, it's and this happens to everybody. So I'm not saying it's only with politicians. It's that they happen to got caught at it. And what can you say about it? You know, you can look at it, and you know, the clone that's in you at that present moment may not like what happened, and so they can get into the emotions of it, but it also happens to them. So that's kind of the way things work here. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Sharina, do you have any other questions?
I'm going to let somebody else. I'm going to let other people. Thank you so much for the time and the answers. Aloha.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling. It's all good questions, especially for those who are a little newer to this information, because I don't think this information is available anywhere else except from Ron. So it's good to get clarification for anyone else who's either confused or it's new to. So thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Ron, we've got a ton of questions on the fast chat, but I wanted to get back to the one I started reading at the top of the show. It's from Shelley, and she is mentioning that she has been doing the nano clearing, which for any of you who are not familiar with that, it's a pretty recent one, maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. It's $25. And it's formatted quite similarly to the free 2,000-year barcode clearing. It goes back in time for 2,000 years, and it's removing a form of technology, nanotechnology, as in very, very small, that got released into the air and the water, and it's in our food. And it's part two of a two-piece type of technology that is to do with numbing us out prior to all of the abductions that might be taking place due to 2012. So that's kind of the backstory on it. So a lot of us were finding it pretty rough going. For me, the first 500 years back in time from now were particularly rough. So Shelley is writing in and saying she's started doing the clearing. She's putting each time period up for 60 minutes. They're preset at 15, so she's kind of doing four at once. And she said she felt fine until the 15th drop-down box. I don't remember what year that would be. I guess that would be somewhere in the 1800s. And then yesterday she also ran timeline crashes on poisons from chemtrails. And she's been feeling fine I am on timeline 5, but I'm feeling nauseous and sick to my stomach, and it kept her up half the night. So, Ron, maybe you want to jump in, but basically my suggestion is to back off on this and slow it down. Don't do 60 minutes at once. I'm not sure if it's the nano that's bothering you or the timeline crashes on the poisons from the chemtrails, which might be a different compound, probably is. So, Ron, what would you have to say to Shelley or anyone else that's feeling sick from this clearing?
Well, the two could go hand in hand, too.
Yeah, they could. I mean, it's hard to know.
It's possible. I would probably back off on one of those, whatever one you're doing, and, you know, maybe cut it back to about half of what you're doing and see how that feels. Because, yeah, your body has to catch up. So, you know, it's going to go through what it needs to do to, you know, kind of process this information and energy that is getting back to itself, because it's getting rid of stuff that was harming it, and naturally it's got to come out of you. So it all depends how your body chooses to do that, and maybe being sick or laid up for a little bit might be its way of doing its own healing. But everybody's different. So I would just probably back off on it. I can't say which one it is, whether it's the nano or the chemtrails. They both feel pretty much about the same to me as far as what could be affecting you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and it came up this week. I think Pauline raised that we might be having a lymph issue from any of the toxins left in our bodies once we've cleared the nano energy. And so Ron is just figuring out whether to put up a separate clearing for that or to add that into the nano clearing. But if you do have anything that contains lymph detoxing, if you have any of those clearings, or the special clearing you could use, probably a good idea to use the custom boxes or the special incident boxes, whatever it's called, to clear the toxins that are in your lymphatic system left over from the nano clearing. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
Yeah, and you can do physical things. You can, I know, like a Epsom salt bath is pretty good, along with
and probably
maybe
your detox water too.
Yeah, so all those will work. You know, you might. I think I would try the Epsom salt bath with some baking soda, baking powder in there, and just kind of see. You know, don't do a lot of it, but just see. Maybe the energy is coming out of you energetically, coming onto your skin, and maybe it's somehow feeding or creating one of those slime bodies or something. And so, if you clean off your skin good, maybe you might feel much better. Maybe there's some energetic, like blanket put around you or something. And you have a hard time releasing the energy. So I would try that also. You know, do some physical things to help you too a little bit. And then if you do have like a sore or something, you know, then by all means, you know, do the skin misting water or something. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we may have had another beep. I'm not sure. Is somebody else on the line with us?
Yes, there is.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hi, Carrie and Ron. This is Shelley. I just want to clarify the question.
Oh, hi.
You were just reading my question. I did the nano clearing about a month ago, and then so I started timeline crashing the nanotechnology a couple days ago, and I didn't read the clearing or the instructions 100%. I was just happy to start crashing the timeline. And so I was also reading about the chemtrails, and they've been going so heavy here. I'm in Alberta, Canada. And
yeah, I saw the picture.
So I was reading. Yeah, the biogens were. I read about them, so I thought, okay, I'm going to timeline clear the biogens from the chemtrails. And when I did the combination of the two together, something cleared out last night.
I see. Okay. All right. So you'd already done the nano clearing.
That is correct.
I see. I'm sorry.
I was wondering if we could test out a timeline crash and see how other people felt on the biogens from the chemtrails.
So that's what you wrote in on the clearing is biogens.
Yeah, biogens from the chemtrails.
So what I hear you saying is to have people.
I think we just lost you, Ron. Can you hear us, Ron? We're not hearing you.
Yeah, okay, I can hear you. Okay, so she's saying to have people timeline crash biogens.
From chemtrails.
From the chemtrail planes.
See, you guys, you better try and see what happens, see if you feel a little better.
And I do have a paranormal story.
Okay.
I love those.
There was a severe thunder and lightning storm. And we had hail like I hadn't seen and rain. I couldn't see 10 feet out my front door. And at the most severe part of it, something started jumping on my bed.
Oh.
It sounded like there was hail on my bed. It was periodic, and I could feel it. And I could feel the crunch of it.
Wow.
And then as the storm started to dissipate, it only lasted for about 5 minutes, and I heard it hit a wall. I heard it hit things, and then it was gone. And then the other night, I was having this weird dream where some entity was coming to visit me. And you know when you see these movies, you have a... older people in baby baskets, you know, with little bonnets on them.
Oh, yeah,
and,
like a free...
So I went into the bathroom, and the toilet seat started to flap up and down.
Oh, good grief.
And then this basket came with two people in it, and one was my son, and I think one was my ex-husband. And I couldn't speak, and then I started to finally come to a point where I could stand up and speak, and I could feel the presence of an entity. And then my son woke up and came to me and said, "Mom, I'm having a nightmare." And he was in my dream.
Yeah.
Well, that was the end of the paranormal.
Unravel that one, Ron.
Yeah, well,
boy.
I was watching your bed bounce around a little bit with tail hitting it. So that was probably another timeline where maybe the house that you were in maybe was pretty old. Maybe the roof didn't work too well on it. And so maybe you
felt like the hail was coming through.
Yeah, the hail was coming through the roof. And it's probably they probably merged two timelines. So you had an old house without maybe a roof on it, merged with your reality here. And that's why you had two experiences at once going on. So they copy and pasted your bed without a roof on the house.
Wow.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, and I'll let someone ask a question, and I'll keep listening.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Shelley, for calling and clarifying the question that I read out of yours. Thank you.
Well, it's teaching me how to write much clearer. Thank you.
I try and paraphrase the longer emails just to try and shorten them up for Ron, and sometimes I get the meaning wrong, so thank you for calling in.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Good evening.
I'm sure everybody is glad that it's happening to you, not them.
Okay, well, thank you, Shelley. So, good grief, it's 1:45 already. We've got lots of questions. Let's see. I'm going to just pull some out that are relevant to what we're talking about tonight. So we've been talking about clones. Joseph was just asking how many parallel lives or realities can clones live on, Ron?
A lot. Yeah, it's whatever they want to manifest and create. So it all depends, how many clones or alien races or groups of alien races or whatever I want to create you. So that's a hard one to answer. You know, I could not answer that one because I don't know what, who and what's out there and why they want you,
So basically the answer is it's a very big number, but the exact number, it's probably a little different for all of us too, but it's a big number. I mean, just when you think about how many clones you've already removed for everybody that's on the clone, the decloning calls that you have on Thursdays, it's a colossal number, and you're still, it's still going and going and going. Richard, you kind of sort of just answered this, Ron, but Richard was asking earlier, who is controlling and programming our clones and changing them out?
Yeah, I don't know who or what, but there is lots of them doing that. So,
yeah.
At this moment, I don't know. I wish there was just one person and we could get rid of them, but it doesn't look like it's that easy.
Yeah, so it's kind of countless nameless races are messing with us. That's sort of the bottom line answer. And then Robert was asking about your clone removal calls. He's asking what happens on that calls, and if you could just describe the process a little bit of what you're doing on those calls.
Well, all the calls sound about the same that I have. On Tuesdays, we do courting. On Thursdays, we do the clone replica call. And on Fridays, we do entities. So it's all about the same format when you listen to it. And we just pick body locations like lungs, heart, forehead, eyes, ears, reproductive system, different things. and we take out the clones that are causing a condition, a problem with you there. And we take out, I do two timelines, and we get them all off of those two timelines. It could be a lot more timelines, but we're just doing two of them, and everybody feels great because of it. So that's what we do. Somebody, maybe the caller who's on has been on a couple of those calls. I don't know, but we'll see who called in right now. And maybe they could also add to the information.
All right. So do we have somebody on the line?
Yep. Yes. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Ron. It's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hello. I have a paranormal story. Okay, I've been doing a few healings. I did the bar chords, and okay, here the thing is, I'm living in, I'm alone in the forest. I don't see too many people, and with all those healings, I'm more sensitive. In the a few days ago, I went to the theater with Sylvia. On my way back, I was able to feel the guy that was driving in back of me like a big ball of I don't know how to explain it. My English not too good anyway.
It's pretty good.
Okay. The thing is, I'm able to feel somebody that's got a shape. I think it's a shapeshifters. The guy had a shapeshifter in him, and I was able to feel a big stress coming out from the back. And Sylvia was feeling the same too. So I let him pass. I just went on the side, and the car went in front of me, and the stress went out.
Wow.
And I look in the front, and I was able to see like the I'm able to see it. It's like a big ball of darkness with some light in it. And what I think is, it's this guy. The guy had an emotion. This is what the alien does. The guy had an emotion, and a part of his soul, the spirit, was outside of him. And this is how the they use this to go from a timeline to another one. But the thing is, my question is, if I'm able to see this, can I know I'm able to touch that energy and do things with it? Because I don't know how to say it, but you can go from a timeline to another one. This is all people just jump from a timeline to another one. When you're out of your, the guy was complete. I don't know, not completely, but part of him was outside of him completely, and I was able to see it. I'm even able to do things with it like the alien does. And I think the more powerful that I can see, it's all those shapeshifters. I can feel them like 100 meters away. So what do you think,
good.
Ron?
It almost feels like, I don't know how you would ever do this, but just an idea. It feels like you're able, or you would be able to, because you're sensing their energy. The thing was actually moving his energy in the car behind you, maybe ahead of him, and it feels like about a couple car lengths or so. We'll say it goes out maybe 100 feet, so it's actually probably putting the energy out in front of it to materialize the timeline that it wants to be on. It's like a spotlight, so it's creating it, it's moving, okay? That's what I'm kind of sensing. So
okay.
You might be able to, since you're pretty conscious, is to take some of that energy that it's emitting. I don't know if this would be advisable or not, but just an idea because you're asking. You might be able to use that energy and control it yourself and do something with that. Although I don't know what would happen to you. But
this is my question, because I'm able to see it. I'm able to move it. I've done a few things in the past.
Yeah, I think moving it is good. because that way you're not going to be connected to it. So I would move it maybe sideways so that you're not in his movie, or move it over your car or something. And that way you're not going to be in their timeline to disrupt you.
Because it's exactly the same thing when you pass in front of a church and there's some people inside praying. I'm able to see like that big ball, massive big ball of energy.
Yes,
and,
uh-huh.
I know they're using it for whatever. They do all kind of things with it. But this energy is there. I mean, if you're able to see it, you're able to do things with it. This is what I think.
Yeah. I think I'd figure out how to harness it some way if you're interested. I don't know what to tell you on how to do that, though, but it does sound very interesting. But, you know, remember, you don't want to get caught.
No, sure.
So, you know, that could be, you know,
but
the curiosity.
Because with just one person the shapeshifter inside can disturb like 100 people around him. Everybody just get distressed when that kind of people is down.
Yeah, that's true.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, the shapeshifter can do that. It can control a lot of people's energies at one time. That's probably how they do mass hypnosis.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I don't know. It's not that I'm scared to touch this, but... Just thinking of it, because it's energy, but, it's not pretty clear.
For myself, I'd be cautious.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so thank you for the, thank you. Anyway, I'm getting more and more sensitive. I'm able to feel people like 100 meters away from me.
Wow. What's happening, your energy system's getting clearer. And so you're getting cleared of the stuff around you that is preventing you from seeing the truth.
The barcode, the 2012, is bringing me a lot of liberty, and I feel like there's a rope has been I've been cut, and I'm more free.
Yes. Yeah, so how's the 2012 barcode you've been doing, and how is the other one, the 2000 year barcode?
2,000 years. Well, I've done the nano as well. The nano.
Okay.
Because I think I just arrived on the planet for, I don't know if I have a lot of past life, but for me, the 2012 is working. I'm only at the letter, I think, D.
Okay.
But it brings me a lot of freedom.
Oh, good.
What are you clearing with the 2012 barcode, Danielle? Are you just doing the standard one, or are you using it to clear all the other alien energies that are listed on that clearing now? Because it did get changed a while back.
Yeah, I'm doing I'm doing them all. I mean, there's I think more than 100 of them. One
oh,
by one.
Oh, you're working your way through the whole thing. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't want to miss one.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss one.
Okay, well, that's
okay,
good to
okay,
know.
Ron, okay, Carrie, that was my paranormal adventure.
Yeah.
One of them.
That's a good one. So, yeah, if somebody behind him lurking, there's probably that shapeshifter energy trying to mesmerize you to do something, and you could very possibly step aside, move it alongside of you, change the energy because you're conscious of it, everybody. So if you do feel that, just give it a try. Push it up over your head, you know?
Yeah,
and get it off you, because if they should do something to you in the process. So thank you, Danielle, for calling. That's great.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I think our time is coming close to an end here.
Wow, yes. So lots of questions on the fast chat tonight that we didn't get to. So you guys, if you can... save them up and type them in tomorrow for the Saturday show on BBS Radio on Station 2 also. And again, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. So Ron will try and cover some of those tomorrow night. And thank you all for calling tonight. It's lovely to have lots of callers and some different stories to talk about. So... gosh, yes, it's almost 58 after.
So I'll just say blessings and thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call tonight and the show. And enjoy your evening. See you later, everybody. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.